Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In today's podcast, we will be talking about parenting tips, what to expect from elementary school-age children. Whether it be the size of their foot to their understanding of the world around them, children change every day. As a parent, it is a good idea to have your eyes open on what you may be able to expect from your children so you can set them up for a lifetime of success. The first expectation to keep your eye out for elementary school age children is that they become more dependable. At this age, your child can do more for themselves and may be more dependable than you may think. They can complete simple daily routines without being told, such as brushing their own hair, brushing their own teeth, bathing themselves, making their own beds, cleaning their rooms, and even getting themselves ready for school. Encouraging your child to become more dependable lets them know the importance of being committed to completing tasks. Next, less supervision is needed. When the expectations are clearly communicated to a child at this age, they are likely to do what is expected of them. They are more eager to try new activities, and they are able to complete more tasks independently. As your child gets older, they need fewer reminders to complete certain tasks and chores. Sit down and have a family meeting about what responsibility looks like and why it is an important trait to have when it comes to independence. Also, expect your children at this age to believe in fairness. Elementary school-age children start to have a strong sense of right and wrong. When setting the rules or guidelines, remember to offer an explanation. It will help your child better understand why it is important to follow the family rules. The "because I said so" line will not always sit so well with children. The child sees it as if, you can't offer me a clear explanation, then why is the rule even there in the first place? When you do give them that reason, it lets them better understand why that rule is in place. It is also a good idea to involve your children when creating the rules and even consequences. This gives them a sense of playing an important role in the family and belonging because their voice is being heard. Gaining more independence is another trait you can expect from your elementary school age children. They want more freedom to make more choices for themselves, such as what they get to wear, what activities they get to be involved in. They basically want more personal and social freedom. However, they are still young and they need guidance on what activities are safe or even age appropriate. You can also expect your children to be easily distracted. Although they are more dependable and independent, some children do get easily distracted and still need to be reminded to complete chores or other tasks. Remember that all children develop at different rates and that your priority isn't always your child's priority. Last but not least, children can be moody. It is normal if your child is happy one minute and angry the next. Children at this age are just beginning to be able to control their behavior and emotions. It is a process some children have a harder time controlling. They can be very sensitive at this age, especially when it comes to getting their feelings hurt. They believe in fairness and being treated the same as everyone else. Children need consistency, and when the routine changes, it also can affect their mood or behavior. Lastly, keep in mind if your child is hungry, tired, or bored, it can also affect their emotional state as well. Parenting is not an easy job. We are always learning something new about our children and how they change daily. Keeping your eyes open to your child's behavior and simple expectations can help make parenting a little less stressful. Just keep in mind that not all children develop at the same rate, so if your child is not there yet, just be patient. This is just a small piece from our parenting class. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.